post show for Haijutsu Podcast, episode 53. If you're listening, that means you've donated to the vault or are subscribing.
You dudes rock.
Thank you. Thank you for your financial support.
You guys are totally not gay.
Appreciate it. No.
Except for the handful of
people. Many of them probably are. Maybe at least half.
Not in the bad way.
I considered, so this the comic that I wrote for tomorrow was going to be about Alan Tudyk on Dollhouse. And I considered your first line being, I'm officially gay for Dollhouse.
Right.
And then I was going to say something like, I thought you were just gay for, like, gay. And you're like, that too. But now for also Dollhouse.
And comic. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. This is how the magic happens.
Genius.
Right here. Were we recording?
Hysterical.
Press record.
Hysterical. Speaking of, I saw Tenacious D Complete Masterworks 2.
Oh, wait, that's out?
On HDNet. Weren't you the one that tweeted about it?
I tweeted that it was coming out. I didn't know.
They've been airing it on HDNet.
I tweeted about it because I was somewhere and somebody else was in control of the television.
Oh.
And they passed by quickly and I was like, but it's not my house.
It's not as good as the first one. And they play a lot of their shitty songs from that soundtrack to their movie that was crap.
Yeah.
But it's funny. The whole show now, their old show, when they didn't have a band, was just them, and there's a lot more bullshitting, and there's a lot more comedy, and videos they ran during the middle of it and all that, just to stretch it out, because they only had, like, 12 songs. On this one, though, there's, like, a whole stage show where, like, they start the show out in Kyle's apartment, and then they get sent to hell, and then they go through all their songs about, like, you know, fighting the devil and defeating him and whatever else, and their band is made up of the Antichrist on guitar, who looks just like Jesus, Colonel Sanders on drums, because he's in hell, and Charlie Chaplin on bass, because he's also in hell.
Wow. Wow, that's a pretty good lineup. Yeah. I like that.
It was funny.
I'd go to that show.
It's funny.
Now let's get out there and melt some fans.
No, wait, it's Charlie Chaplin only because he shares the mustache.
Right.
With Hitler. He's guilty by association.
Sure.
So he gets a bad rap.
But I can recommend it. It was the whole concert. It was 2 hours plus. I mean, it was long.
If we ever wanted to do or try to actually do a riff tracks, I think I found the movie.
What is that?
Maximum Overdrive.
Because
I haven't seen it.
It's been so long since I've seen it.
What's that about? I know the name.
Stephen King one. It's the one with the truck that has the gremlin or the.
Oh. Yeah.
The,
thank you so much.
What's this?
The Green Goblin.
Sandwiches for me.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
It has the Green Goblin's face.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And AC/DC.
Oh, this is the movie where Sly Stallone is an arm wrestler.
Where what?
Wait, what? Stallone's
no, that's to the limb. Take it to the limb.
That's Over the Top.
Over the Top.
Yeah.
Maximum
Come
Overdrive.
Come on, Dad. Over the Top.
Yeah, shut up.
No, Maximum Overdrive.
It's where the trucks come to life and, like,
everything comes to life.
They sort of corral people into this one, like, gas station in the middle of nowhere.
Right, all mechanical things come to life. Because that's
with evil?
It's the end of us all.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched it.
There's a little machine gun on a robot arm. It's retarded. It's so good.
Yeah, I went over to someone's house. I went over to someone's house for a little get-together, and they were
and they decided to punish you?
Isn't there, like, a meteorite
or
something?
That. It's a comet.
Doesn't? Yeah.
No, I punished them because I brought the DVD.
Nice. I like your style.
Yeah, I came over and they were watching Rock and Roller or whatever, but I didn't watch it because they were already like 3/4 of the way through, so I was like, I don't know what's going on. But we watched Repo Man after that.
So you just stared longingly at your DVD case waiting to play it?
Yeah.
You mean Repo the Generic Opera.
I was like, in due time, sweet princess, we will unleash you.
My beauty, my beast.
We saw Repo.
He was quietly making love to it in the back. That's,
yeah, Repo
my delicious beast.
In the back.
We were watching, in the rear. Through the DVD hole.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Repo Man, Repo Man. Eh, it was a giant Hot Topic commercial, is what it was. Granted, Giles is pretty awesome in it, and he's got a kick-ass outfit, because he's the Repo Man. And then we watched Maximum Overdrive, and as I was watching Maximum Overdrive, I was like, fuck, we could riff the shit out of this, it's so good, like...
Dude, an AC/DC?
Yeah, AC/DC did the soundtrack. But
yeah, it's so good.
It has nice long pauses for like banter.
Insert joke here.
Yeah, and then like Emilio Estevez will come out and be like, well, we're going to take that truck down. Wow. Fuck, did you write that yourself? Did you ad-lib that? Because, damn, that's impressive.
Shit's not in the script, bitch. It came out of my head.
He's like,
shit, just
popped right out of my head.
Right off the dome.
I hope you got that on
off
film.
The dome, as it were.
Hope you got that on film, because I don't know if I got any
that
more
that
shit
just popped out of my head.
I don't know if I
should make a movie where I'm a garbage man.
Yeah. That would be
I think, a garbage man, the genetic opera.
I think that would be awesome to do. I think we should try to give that a go at some point.
You can give
You've
it a
seen
go.
It, right?
I don't think so.
Maximum Overdrive, the truck with the big ass gremlin on the front of the truck.
I don't think so.
Dude, Joel's not.
Oh, Gremlins 2? I've seen Gremlins 2.
So gonna punch you in the God face.
You know they might make a Gremlins 3?
Shut
know,
up.
You don't need to be insulting movies.
But it's gonna like all be CG, and then who cares?
It'll like, be terrible.
The puppets were half the fun.
It's gonna be like AVP, where it's like now that they have ultimate freedom, they can do terrible things.
It's actually way better.
Yeah.
That's actually Eli's theory about Arrested Development, is that once you have ultimate freedom, you're not restricted by anything, and you just do shit.
Right.
So there's that.
Fuck, what else was I going to tell you?
I don't know what you
Based
telling.
On movies and riffing.
And or tracking.
We're going to be doing that scene again, aren't we? We're going to have another birthday. Like, isn't there a birthday in the middle of the year again? Well, we did.
Mine is in June each year.
That's what I'm saying. I can't remember when everybody's birthday
Yeah,
is.
We don't. Yours doesn't really count, though.
Right. No, it does, because that's when we watched They Call Her Josh.
God damn it.
That's when we did that, right?
Or was they
that...
fucked her in one eye.
Right. Is that when Wait. We did that, or was that...
I swear to God, that's not what happened.
was that her party when we did the
one
live?
Of ours.
I thought that was Emily's, but I don't remember.
I can't remember. But in any case,
say.
Are we going to do that again? We probably should.
I'm going to try.
I'm just saying.
You better make sure it's a shitty enough movie that nobody's going to care.
I got one called Rico the Mean Machine.
I'm going to need a pre-screening on these, because I'm not going to do another They Call Her One Eye.
That was gold.
I'm not going to sit through another 2 hours of that shit.
Plus, I have Mosquito Man and a few other, like...
That sounds
awesome. Wait, Mosquito Man or Mansquito? Because only one of those I want to watch.
Yeah, I do want to see Mansquito.
I think it was Mansquito. I can't remember. And then Chupacabra Man. Or Chupacabra Attack or something.
You just keep adding man to everything.
Yeah. No, I just put it on...
Snake Balls Man.
I put it on that Chiller channel.
He's got snake balls.
And there's gold forever. Like, I just put on, I was like, I wonder if I need any. Oh, which reminds me, not only is there a Chiller channel, which is like B horror, there's a Kung Fu channel now on Vios. And all they show is like.
Is it a Mexican thing that you pronounce F's with V's instead of F's?
Whatever.
Okay.
Bros. Brohim. But yeah, it's a Kung Fu channel. It's called like Kick TV or something.
It's called Kick Ass! The show.
I think you just spit sandwich on me.
In your eye. Suck it.
But yeah. So yeah, that
one of the listeners just tweeted me. Dreamrock said, "It's not me, it's your god." Eli said to the vice principal.
Wait, so do we
You go? Did this to me.
Oh my god. I just thought of a great shirt. A picture of God, and then it says, "Don't blame me, I didn't vote for him."
Wow.
I'm making that.
Yep.
That sounds pretty funny. Or like Jesus. Like, don't blame me. I voted for Satan.
Alright, so we're going to do the 20 stupidest G.I. Joe vehicles.
So you wanted to do the 20 stupidest G.I. Joe vehicles.
This
and
is because
I added to that the most worthless G.I. Joe list of
This
all
is
time.
Because you saw the trailer, right? The G.I. Joe trailer?
Yeah. Looks
and
stupid.
I totally agree with the guy from I Watch Stuff. He's like, if they had made a movie where we wanted to all go out and buy that shit in real life, or the toys, that would have been the movie to watch. Instead, they introduce like...
suits that make you run fast.
Like Halo suits. And that's not what we wanted. I wanted the Snow Cat.
Yeah.
Which is
all right, so let's pull up the vehicles.
Which is number 20.
I bet you'll be shocked how many of these I owned. I haven't seen the list yet.
Okay,
but I had a fuck ton of G.I. Joe vehicles.
Now, number 20,
let's,
I owned it.
Let's keep in mind... I was not allowed any of the shit, so I don't know. What
well,
it
too
is.
Bad for you.
So,
that's
how many of these did you get to see?
G.I. Joe is America.
Yeah, no, they promoted violence.
American violence.
Did your dad not vote for them?
Apparently not.
Well,
my dad was apparently super anti-violence after coming out of the Marines.
So this is awesome because
anti-violence.
You don't know the shit he saw
for me. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, that's true.
He probably held a Korean child in four pieces in his arms or something. I don't care.
Number one, Snow Cat.
What are we talking about?
All right, so let's discuss the fact what's wrong with some of these things. And yes, I own the Snow Cat.
Josh.
You're going to see, I like the quote here. You're going. This is on Cracked. You're going to see a lot of this in the next couple of minutes. A whole bunch of guys hanging onto the back of nearly every goddamn vehicle.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I love how there's a rocket and the afterblast has somehow not killed the two guys on the back.
Right. Oh, no. Every one of these was a logistical nightmare because the cannons would be firing from, like, next to your head.
Right.
I would have loved...
Well, and the backblast would incinerate you.
Yeah.
And throw you, like, 8 football fields, yeah. You know.
I would have loved to have been on the team to be like, okay, and it shoots rockets. Because this rocket's on a sled. Did you know that?
Yeah, it goes on the snow.
It shoots, like, it shoots out on the snow, but it's got, the ski on it. So the ski guides
the
rocket.
Other thing that was great about these...
It's
and
like
there was actually an episode of G.I. Joe that addressed this, like in the G.I. Joe Series 2, where that they ran out of money for missiles. They lost some of their funding,
so
which
they
is fucking
love.
Weird. They did the Care Bear stare. They G.I. Joe stared. No, the deal was, I never thought about it till later, that on the toys, they'd be like, oh, there's a blank spot. You can put more missiles there.
Yep.
Oh, like every vehicle was laden with fucking missiles. And I had a ship.
Yeah, we need more guns here.
I had a ship, a plane that was made for this, you know, Louisiana guy, this like mud guy. His name was like Muddy the Mud Skipper or something. And it was supposed to be a swamp plane,
Mud Skipper.
Which makes no sense. But the bottom of it, from wing to wing and the entire body underneath, was fucking little gray missiles stuck on just plastic, you know? And you would just flick them with your finger and they'd fall. But it looked like they turned it over and, like, mathematically we can fit 37 missiles on the bottom of here. But if we make it a half inch wider, we can fit 60. Like,
let's do it.
It was just wall to wall fucking missiles. It was a chore to put them back on. Number 19 is the Cobra Bug. I remember this.
I don't remember that.
It looks like a kind of a grasshopper. It has little pods.
It looks ridiculous. Because I don't see how that would be. If that was coming at me, I would not be afraid. I'd be like, what is it? Have beer in it?
It looks kind of like a bubbly Pope mobile.
Yeah, if the Pope was going around that shit, that'd be kick ass. I would fear the Pope.
Oh, no, I didn't have this one. I had Bridge Layer. This is a different tank. This is apparently a tank that you can't get inside.
The Armadillo?
A mini tank Armadillo carries up to 3 figures on the back hanging off of it.
This is a World War II vehicle that actually existed. Because it was just like a transport for moving people around. They just updated it.
But there's no way to put anyone inside it, I think is what I'm saying.
No,
here.
It's an open back.
I think your bros just hang on to the little thing on the back.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I remember this one too. The Cobra Buzz Roar.
That was retarded.
It's a pod with a buzz saw going all the way around it, and it rolls by sawing through America.
It would suck to be that guy, like...
Period.
Yeah.
The end of story.
Yeah, because you're constantly having to go to the mechanic to have that shit fixed. He's like, I got one of them got stuck in like a grate on my way in.
Number 16 is the like rollerblade wheels. Number 16 is the Demon.
What does it stand for?
D-E-M-O-N.
Dual Elevating Multi
Ordnance Neutralizer. Nice. They really tried hard on that one.
Wow.
It is a tank that can lift up and be tall.
Well, yeah. A tank higher than a tank lower, superior.
True.
I learned that.
Very true.
I used to work at Gearbox.
Devilfish is a tiny orange boat.
Wait a minute. That was a movie.
Yeah, it was. It was a Mystery Science Theater.
That was a good movie.
A Mystery Science Theater movie.
That was the one where the...
Free Sergeant Slaughter mail-in with the Devilfish.
Yeah, that's why I bought this.
Yeah, did you see the train? It just went through the pause.
Yeah.
It's that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that because I wanted the Sergeant Slaughter.
It's just a little gay orange boat. Looks stupid.
But it had rockets and...
Number 14, Cobra Fang is that mini chopper.
Had that.
Ooh, this reminds me of that... There was actually an arcade game that had a big chopper stick, and it would move you around in a... Like, it was a mechanical control that would lift the chopper around as you sticked it or whatever. I guess these are one generation before me, because so far I haven't owned any of these.
I own the Fang.
Here's your Trouble Bubble. Yes. Number 13, Trouble Bubble.
That was kick-ass.
Can go up, but can never go straight.
Yeah, well, you could go straight, but it doesn't have a steep belt, so you're kind of fucked when you have to, like, turn to, like, actually push out.
Number 12 is the Havoc.
I had it.
Which stands for Heavy Articulated Vehicle Ordnance Carrier. All the O's were ordnance. You know, you made it sound like you had a bunch of off-brand toys, but you sure didn't have a bunch of fucking G.I. Joe vehicles.
Yeah, I had some of these.
Another acronym.
They were all G.I. Jose. same toy.
Well, you buy these. You can buy some of these used at garage sales. You find out that somebody's been, like, someone's parents got pissed at them.
Oh, right.
And they're like, oh, we're going to that garage sale because they got cool shit.
The Cobra Hiss, High Speed Sentry. There is no I.
Right.
It is just a very poorly designed tank.
It's a his, not hiss, because it's only High Speed Sentry.
The Cobra Hydrofoil, the Moray. It looks like a boat that drives on its side.
I like the dudes that are in the back, like, firing
shooting
into the
ground. Shooting into the
water. Yeah. Yeah,
there's
take that,
Scuba
water.
Joe's in the water. The Cobra Imp.
That looks like the dumbest vehicle ever created.
Wow. If
How
you aimed
move?
Those missiles a little bit lower, they would hit you in the head.
Dude, that guy would just be incinerated. It's like standing next to the laser in the Death Star.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that thing turns or moves.
Tank treads. Treadle action.
It's got rockets.
It's like a little tiny orange and a little tiny purple tank.
Oh, that's right, because it shot out mines. The missiles.
I remember this one. The Cobra Mamba was a double helicopter, or actually a triple helicopter, with two sets of blades, and it shot little, like, pods that people could fly in. That one was great.
That's when I started thinking, like, okay, dude, what the hell's going on? Like, I don't get it. It looks really dumb.
Though if you look at it in the drawing, it's very obvious that the blades would hit each other.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you're kind of confused as to what's actually going on there.
Yeah, they started stretching on some of these. Like the
next
they
started
one.
To?
Like the next one.
The Mean Dog. The Mean Dog has a cannon the size of a Buick directly mounted over the head of another guy with a tiny little pussy gun.
I like how they have no cover, no shields or nothing. They just
Because the guy, your toy had to fit in it.
They freeball it. Like, the guy has no shield in front of him.
This was a highly coveted toy. I didn't know anyone that had this.
Number six.
The Cobra Night Raven. Yeah. I loved this one. This is their, like, SR-71 Blackbird or whatever, and it was the one that would eject the guy out the bottom, and it also had a little extra jet that launched off the back of it. That was a badass toy. Why is that on this list?
I had a real SR-71 model that was just a model of the real plane.
That's super queer.
With the drone that was on top of it.
Jeff, some cool books,
thing.
Too. Some
read,
cool
what,
books.
Read what this guy's trying to justify why it's on the list.
I've been thinking... You know what the big problem is with these detachable units? Fuel. How long is that little guy going to be able to fly around, shooting at Joes and missing? How on earth is it going to get back to base? How do they expect it to reattach to the mothership?
I think
that looks like two planes humping.
I think there was an episode where they actually show it reattached to the big plane. You're like, yeah, that's how it does it. It fucking lands on it.
Yeah, suck that.
And then it cuts to commercial.
Number five is the Cobra Pogo.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb.
Ballistic Battle Ball. It is like a trouble bubble with hoppy legs.
But of course, I wanted this one also.
Get a free fridge action figure.
That's why I wanted it.
The only football player to be a G.I. Joe who was just a football player and not a soldier.
Yep.
Number four, this is a classic. The Cobra Rattler was their main jet back in the day. The one that looked like an old World War II bomber.
No, it was an A-10 Warhawk.
Whatever that is, I don't know.
I remember that because I had that model. I had like a...
That's back when they looked like real shit before they got all crazy.
Yeah, well that, and then like Cobra had this and G.I. Joe had like an F-14 Tomcat, but they called it like something else. I was like, yeah, I know that. It's from Top Gun. I saw Maverick fly it.
Number three is the remote piloted vehicle G.I. Joe RPV.
Yeah, that actually...
It is just a tiny tank with a gigantic fucking missile on it.
That one is the dumbest thing they've ever done.
In the pilot sits right next to the missile.
Yeah,
it's larger than the tank.
He has to retire right afterwards because he can't hear shit.
Right
after that nuke.
Also, he's dead.
Right,
that's why he has to retire. Number two is the Vector Jet.
I don't even remember heard of this.
I don't remember this one either.
Two battle units in one.
It has a giant bubble pod. Like, Cobra and their bubble pods, you know.
They're big into, like, the bubble thing.
The last one is Sergeant Slaughter with the Triple T. And it's a little personal tank just for Sergeant Slaughter.
That was pretty stupid.
And he comes with it. And it was the easiest... They mentioned it because it was the easiest way to get Sergeant Slaughter because he was actually in the box.
Right.
It was not a send-away.
I think I stole that out of the box.
So, second list here is the most ridiculous G.I. Joe figures. This is... I actually had quite a few of these guys. Apparently I never read the back cards.
I did.
This is all about how crazy the back cards are, and they're fucking crazy. And I guess I just never paid attention.
Let me see if they add the one. Well, maybe we'll get to it if he's on the list.
Number one is a black G.I. Joe named DJ. According to his file card, DJ was the baddest, hottest disc jockey in Boston before he signed up for Battle Force 2000. I bet he thought that was a rap battle. And it turns out he's in warfare now.
See, I don't... Battle Force 2000 was way past my time.
This is the guy that shows up at the beginning of Hellraiser 3 at the nightclub and shoots CDs at everybody.
Oh, yeah. Cinnabite.
Yeah.
Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cinnabon. He was one of those guys, they had a lot of them like this, where their gun would come with a little piece of tube, and you were supposed to connect the tube to the backpack, because like then all of a sudden it was super badass.
Yeah,
tube technology to your backpack. You know, all my. If you ever want to just come over and play, I have all my G.I. Joes in the
I might be able to do that because...
Okay, seriously, fucking broadcast that shit on Ustream, yeah, please.
I have all of my G.I. Joes. I don't have all my vehicles. I sold a lot of them in garage sales, but I do have all my figures.
We should do that. And Ustream it. And
I have my stuff.
Make it pretty epic.
I have my stuff.
I got some shit at home, like little stuff. We can make sets.
I have all my Ninja Turtles. Again, not all my vehicles, which is unfortunate, but I do have some of them. You know the vehicles I had the most of? They had this laser series. It was supposed to be vehicles that could deflect lasers, so they were all chrome. I have like three of those. You're badass.
I don't think that's how chrome works, but anyway.
No, they deflect lasers. Number next is Muskrat. Muskrat was able to hold his own against poachers, gator skinners, moonshiners, escapees from chain gangs, and smugglers.
That's a big problem.
I believe he is from the swamps. He has a machete.
He's a Vietnam-looking dude.
He's kind of swampy. His name's Muskrat. He also has a boogie board. You see that?
I see that.
He has a fucking boogie board. Then you've got Footloose. This is actually not Kevin Bacon, the G.I. Joe. The foul cards are crazy. Footloose was standing on a boardwalk in Florida, pondering something cosmic, when the utter pointlessness of his existence hit him between the eyes like a runaway freight train. That is his card. That's what it says.
He was the generic army guy.
He realized life was pointless, and so he joined G.I. Joe.
Huh.
And he does just look like a plain old
just
army
like
dude.
Just like you, kids. Remember him. Or remember Footloose. You could be like him.
Life's pointless. Let's keep going here.
This color kind of cool.
Cobra Snow Patrol. According to his file card, other aspects of their training include airborne operations under Arctic conditions and the use of snowshoes, skis, and kayaks.
So they were like Native Americans.
I ain't fucking kayaks, dude. He's got a nice jacket.
He's got a cool mask.
Wild Bill. I need to close up on this one. I don't remember him.
Click on the image.
Does he have his tiny dick tucked between his legs?
You want to fuck me? I'd fuck me. Did you see that on Family Guy?
On Family Guy,
that
yeah.
That was fucking weird.
That was kind of disturbing.
That song, I cannot hear that song now without like flashing back to that show. Amiable and slow-talking, he fancies himself a country western singer. Wild Bill. Then you got Monkey Wrench.
Oh, this is when they started bringing in, like, swamp trash from Louisiana.
Yeah, this guy...
Dude, that's racist.
Did you see the guy?
Oh, he's right. He's wearing aviator glasses.
Why are his grenades white?
He's a dreadnought. That's why.
And he has a harpoon on his gun.
Wait, what the fuck is that? He's got a Wolverine gun.
Oh, no, it's a trident!
Yeah.
The dude's got a trident!
So he can shoot it once.
According to his file card, right, having made himself a pariah in his hometown at the age of 16, he apparently joined Cobra.
Way to think that one through, jackass. You can shoot your weapon one time.
Oh, God.
In battle.
Their Native American spirit iron knife. Spirit comes from a family so far below the poverty line.
That is so racist.
So far below the poverty line, they never even realized they were poor. They were poor and stupid. And also, they were all drunks. And
oh,
high.
So they... Wait, they didn't have a casino then?
I think his tribe didn't do that.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, he came with an eagle. Came with a pet eagle. Spirit iron knife.
What the fuck?
Naugahyde! This is another Louisiana guy.
He comes with a boar, a wild boar.
He comes with a boar, and he has a gigantic handlebar mustache.
That guy is so gay.
Yeah, no, he's super gay. Oh my God. He has a fur.
Holy shit,
vest.
No! I've totally seen that dude in the bar.
He has a leopard vest and a giant gay mustache.
Real?
With the wild boar?
With,
His name was Wild Boar.
The boar was chained up in the truck.
The boar was in his pants. The boar is his penis.
Oh, what dude is this guy?
Naga Hyde won't bathe for a month before he goes into the bush. Apparently he likes the bush.
Wait,
he must not be gay.
Let me play this little 30-second commercial.
Okay.
Because I'm curious about the dreadnoughts and how they...
Imagine this. Hey, we're behind enemy lines. What's that? It's the Contra Bunker. Follow me. Who's got it? Dreadnoughts. Torch, Ripper, and Buzzer. Let's tell the joke. The G.I. Joe.
Let's kill the Joes?
Commando, Snake Eyes, and there's Alpine.
Jesus, not cool with that.
And the Joe Air Defense.
G.I. Joe Air Defense, G.I. Joe Checkpoint, Cobra Bunker, and Joe and Dreadnoughts figures.
So, you know, separately from every year the government's like reviewing G.I. Joe for funding, and they're like, okay, so and how many Cobra agents have you killed this year? Zero.
We scared
that
off
that one guy.
In
we
that
gave
last
him
battle,
an Indian rub burn.
Yeah, that last battle, a lot of
zero.
Them ran
really,
the other way.
Really broke a
okay,
spirit.
Okay, so you guys have used
okay, so let me get
half
this,
$1 trillion.
Let me get this straight.
In weaponry,
your jets are like 6 million a piece.
You've blown up 6 a day for the past 3 years.
Yeah, how many? I'm sorry, how many have made it? Wow. All
right. Do you know how expensive it is to repack a parachute back into that pack? It's like a fucking airbag.
You listen
okay,
to me.
You know what? We
listen
had
to
total
me.
The plane because
you
pulled the parachute.
Eject at the fucking drop of a hat. You eject,
dude.
Constantly.
I just saw a guy leave the runway. He ejected at the end of the runway.
No reason.
Just really.
As if it was just cool. Like he wanted to see what was going to happen.
That sounds suspiciously like
one person
riding bikes and like diving off the bike into the pile of leaves and then the bike like keep flying by. Like it's the same thing.
One person does
it's
it.
It's fucking cool.
Everybody thinks it's cool. We can't have this.
Why is there a giant eject button on the back of your plane that's like a gigantic thumb would press? I can't say. That seems ridiculous.
Plus, it seems in all our advertisement shots that you guys take for us, you're constantly firing everything on there.
Right.
Simultaneously.
Aim for accuracy, not quantity.
It's
about quality.
It's a pub shot, so I don't know if we need to launch everything
you
on there.
You also have never hit a single Cobra target. Not one ever.
It's my understanding.
Now, granted, they've also never... They're the worst terrorists ever. They have never actually hit you or killed any of you. But still. Also, we need to get Shipwreck back because he was super gay. I had Shipwreck. I had a lean-to that he slept in. And a cot and everything. And he would take boys there. And I had the bridge layer tank, which in the cartoon could lay a bridge down and then drive over it. Like the tumbler kinda was supposed to do. You know, but with like right. pulling a bridge. But it had a bridge on top of it. Okay, it turns out with the toy, we actually had to pretty much disassemble the toy. Not in an easy way either. You had to like pull the plastic and break it. To get the bridge to come off.
Yeah.
Then you put it down.
The bridge wasn't
and then
actually
drove
supposed
over it.
To be detachable. I don't know if you
the
knew
the bridge
that.
Was sold separately.
Right.
It
was
maybe
such a letdown.
Some assembly.
I actually thought mine was broken and other kids' bridge layers could do it.
Batteries not included.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next is Budo.
I never heard of this guy.
Budo's a samurai with
He's
a crotch
badass.
Plate.
I wanted to play with that dude.
He's got all kinds of samurai shit.
He's got swords everywhere.
According to his card, he could have had even higher rankings if he didn't spend so much time working on his chopped pan head Harley and listening to heavy metal. So he's got some character.
Yeah, I guess.
But he's a fucking samurai. Where the fuck is he on a Harley? All right,
guys.
Metal?
Here's where this is confession time.
This is so confusing.
This next guy, Raptor, totally had him. Raptor dresses like a hawk and has a hawk.
Well, he comes with a hawk.
And that's why I liked him. I was like, holy shit, this is the best guy ever. He has a fucking pet hawk, and he has hawk clothes. He's shirtless, so super gay. He has wings, and a hawk, and no gun.
So, the gun is in his pants.
Gun is his hawk.
Yeah.
Raptor was a yuppie tax consultant who took up falconry as a pastime.
Falconry.
And then becomes a...
I like how they attach a video of the falconer.
Yeah. And you've got Crocmaster.
What?
Crocmaster, a former alligator wrestler and burglar alarm salesman. That's so random. It's so fucking random.
Okay. You know the fucking schmuck in like some backroom closet, had to write all the fucking copy for all this shit.
Some Hasbro douchebag.
You know he fucking
they
loved
high
this job.
Yeah. As a kite.
Oh, I remember Major Blood. B-L-U-D-D. Major Blood writes poetry was on his card.
Wasn't he like third in command?
For a while there, he had an eye patch, like Josh.
He's like Colonel Ty.
Seriously, I'm stopping at Walgreens on the way home to get an eye patch.
I remember Crystal Ball, too. He had a little mentalating disc
Man,
that would hypnotize
you.
If you
want to talk about a date rapist, that guy right there.
He looks like Doctor Strange if he had roofies in his hand. He's Doctor Strange the date rapist. He's Dr. Date Rape. Cobra doesn't use torture to interrogate their prisoners. When Crystal Ball is having one of his good days, they simply don't need to. Teehee. Coy. Coy, Cobra. And then William the Refrigerator Perry. The G.I. Joe obstacle course consists of only one obstacle, the fridge.
Yeah, didn't he I think he showed up in an episode to help them train.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I just won a Super Bowl.
Here's another mindbender. Dr. Mindbender. Dr. Mindbender was at one time an excellent orthodontist and even a kind and honest man. Until he turned to evil.
And he became the champion of gay parade. Gay pride.
Gay parade.
Gay parade.
Gay prape. Gay rape. Sergeant Slaughter is the best and the last. His favorite pastime is marching over the boys' backs while they do finger push-ups.
I'm curious how this one goes.
He was a wrestler.
That Joe's in trouble.
No, my coppers are in trouble. That Joe is Sergeant Slaughter.
Don't mess with Sergeant Slaughter. He's a
strong. Get his own song?
Hush.
Meet Sergeant Slaughter and his Triple T tank.
Sergeant Slaughter is now a part of G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
A real American hero.
Live the adventure of G.I. Joe.
And look out, Cobra.
Sergeant Slaughter comes with Triple T tank. Cobra figures and equipment sold separately.
I love that this is just a marketing tie-in between professional wrestling and toys.
Here's the
genius!
Thing. Sergeant Slaughter was a real dude in World War II.
But this guy is a wrestler.
Yeah, this guy was a wrestler, but an actual... I found this out years later.
This is like Jesse the Body Ventura in G.I. Joe.
Yeah. I always wonder what happened to Sergeant Slaughter. He's probably still alive.
I'm looking him up right now.
But yeah, Sergeant Slaughter existed in World War II. I was like, huh. Well, it's not the same dude, is it? And they're not, no,
he'd be 100. Sergeant Slaughter. Oh my God, look at that guy.
He comes with like coach shorts.
His name is Robert Remus, born in 1948, American former WWE personality, semi-retired professional wrestler, late 70s to the early 90s. Let's see. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Of course. Who isn't?
He was in the American Wrestling Association as well.
I'm in that. I pay my monthly dues.
The Mexican Wrestling Association?
Yep. Their dues are really cheap.
I can only imagine. Sergeant Slaughter was part of the G.I. Joe cartoon and comic book as a member of the G.I. Joe team and first appeared in the 5-part TV episode, entitled Arise, Serpentor, Arise.
I actually wanted to get the entire season and go to... Actually, I want to watch that, though.
Along with the traditional merchandising of the WWE superstar, Sergeant Slaughter is the only of a few real people to be immortalized as G.I. Joe figures. Among them, William Refrigerator Perry, Roddy Piper?
What? Is there a link for that?
No. I mean, he's got his own page.
I don't remember that.
Google Roddy Piper G.I. Joe. And astronaut Buzz Aldrin, apparently.
Huh.
Slaughter also appeared as a special guest on the Super Mario Brothers Super Show with Captain Lou Albano.
Hey kids, I'm Captain Lou Albano.
I got rubber bands on my face for no reason.
Someone please.
That sounded kind of like Harry Carey.
Someone please help me. I'm so tired. Captain Lou Albano.
I used to get confused as to why there were real Marios and then cartoon Marios on that show. I'm like, why are we breaking reality? And watching these additional Marios. That's it?
Yes. I think.
Are we done?
Sure.
Josh, are you still here? You didn't have any G.I. Joes, so you had nothing to talk about.
No, I got nothing. I've just been browsing porn over here for a while.
Did you have an equivalent?
No.
Did you have any action figures at all?
No.
What'd you play with?
I
guns.
I did have rubber band guns and a cork gun thing. Somehow those were okay. I had bottle rockets. Those were fucking pretty sweet.
That gun.
I had Legos.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play with X-Men action figures at my friend's house because he had like 400 of them. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty sweet too. That was about it.
That's depressing.
Yeah. Oh, and I had a computer. And once I got that, none of the other shit mattered at all. So yeah.
What could you play on your first computer?
Doom.
Oh, that late.
Yeah. Like, I was building levels and doing shit. And I was like, yeah, this is so much cooler than Legos because I can murder demons.
People. Like,
sweet, there's blood everywhere. This is so much cooler.
How did you hide Doom from your dad? Like, did you just not know it, that you had it or what it was?
No. I did the same thing with Doom and Duke 3D. I had a copy of the game zipped across like 7 floppy disks. And every time I knew my dad was going to be gone for, like, he had to go bike riding or do whatever, I would unzip the game every time. And then I had another disc that was not zipped. It was just the actual save games for everything.
You uninstalled it every time?
Every time.
Was it the family's computer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there was only one computer in the house.
Wow.
So whenever I got my own computer, then that shit, you know, was much easier.
That install process probably took at least half an hour, huh?
Yeah. I had, fucking multi-part zips on floppies. Are you kidding me? The shit took forever.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that's it for post-show number 53, Hide Your Suit Podcast. Thanks for donating. Thanks for listening. And, go find your G.I. Joes and play with them. Don't twist them around a whole bunch, though, because eventually the rubber band and their waist will snap.
You can fix that, though.
I learned that the hard way. God, it's